USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scores of souls were killed by tornadoes across at least six states Friday night and early Saturday morning. Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, and Kentucky were hit. In all, 227 miles of destruction for an unusual storm this time of year. Some Kentucky residents on the BBC.
People lost everything, and it's terrible.
We're just going to clean it up and throw it all away and start again. That's all any of us can do here, you know. Because there's nothing worth keeping.
President Biden has declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky and ordered federal aid to be made available to the hardest hit areas. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Monday the United States, North Korea, his country, and China have agreed in principle to declare a formal end to the Korean War. There has been no formal treaty ending the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. More negotiations are needed. USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former football great Herschel Walker is throwing his hat into the political ring.
The upcoming election season in 2022 could see major changes in Congress, most notably the Senate. Some races could lead to a potential shift in power in the Senate. The race in Georgia is arguably the most intriguing. Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock is seeking a full term in the Senate after winning a special runoff election earlier this year. The current GOP frontrunner is former NFL running back Herschel Walker. Walker, with no prior political experience, calls himself the outsider candidate.
I think they're looking at outsiders because they're not politicians. They're not just going to tell you things and go to Washington and not do it. And that's what I told people. I'm not a politician. Don't talk like one. Don't look like one. And don't act like one, because I care about the people.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As vaccine mandates forced onto Americans by President Biden have been halted by the courts, New York is enacting more mandates. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York, an official candidate for governor of New York, weighs in on Newsmax.
One dynamic is a desire to win a June 22 Democratic Party primary nomination for governor. Kathy Hochul is now the sitting governor, and Bill de Blasio is talking about when his term ends in a couple weeks. He's going to start traveling the state he wants to run. Others have already gotten in, so that's one dynamic. Ideologically, you have people who want to pursue opportunities for more government control, people who believe that the science should follow the politics as opposed to politics following the science. You have the dynamic of not being bright. Yeah, Bill de Blasio is just not an intelligent person. So, I mean, you have to also include that aspect of the analysis, too. I mean, it's sad, but, you know, what we know is true. For people who want a vaccine, being able to have access to a vaccine, these are all dynamics, but they're all focused on finding any opportunity to have more mandates, more lockdowns. They want to punish and segregate, and the rest of us are stuck here speaking up, wanting to fight back, and that's one of the reasons why I'm in this race for governor of New York myself, is because this one-party rule is devastating.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.